Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Are you there, Cam?
Man.
Brother, is this Brother Cam?
This is he.
Brother Cam from the morning show on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com?
It's he.
You're the real Cam Brown, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, morning show. You're the morning show host.
It's me,
Timmy
B.
My name is Mark, and I gotta tell you something, Cam. First off, I ask for your forgiveness if what I write hurts your feelings or offends you, but I feel I have a need to say them. I'm a conservative, and, well, I won't apologize for that, Brother Tim, but I believe in God. I believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, Tim. But I got to tell you, Brother Tim, I was very disappointed in your show today. You judge. Well, the Bible says it's wrong. You cut down Donald Trump while telling us not to defend him. Yet you defended your beliefs with your interpretation of the Word of God. You even cut down Christians and pastors that don't agree with you, Brother Tim. Now, I got something I want to say to you, and I hope I'm on live radio, brother. I truly believe that President Trump did what he felt that he had to do to protect our citizens. Remember, the Wuhan virus was dropped on the world like an atomic bomb. And he was just as shocked and scared as anyone else in the world. It was new, not known by anyone other than those who created it. I, for one, am proud that he did what he did. Now, do I think the vaccine's a good thing? No. No, sir, Brother Tim. I won't take that unless my doctor tells me to, but this is my decision, not yours or anyone else's. President Trump could have just ignored it and let millions more die worldwide with the indifference of the left, but he did what he thought was right, Brother Tim. Now, I got one more point I need to make before I let you answer me. Now, I realize you have a show that you want to succeed, but your opinion is your opinion, not mine. This day, you did everything to destroy my opinion and to destroy President Trump's image. You might think that by using the Bible in your program and by saying what you think about President Trump, that it's okay, brother, because it will help your ratings. But God does not care about your program, nor does he care about your ratings. You are not God, and you are not God's chosen one. I know you will not agree with any of what I am saying even now, and that's all right. But you say you are neutral, Brother Tim, yet you totally condemn anyone who's not in agreement with you. You hammer the only one in the history of our nation since our founders that truly believes in our Constitution, Brother Tim. He believes in our Bill of Rights. And who's had to fight as hard as he did to protect our freedoms? That man, Brother Tim, is Donald Trump. And yes, I believe he was God sent to help save our nation. Now, according to you and your statements, he was as bad as that of Adolf Hitler. You mentioned today when you were born as if your age meant you were wise are intelligent. Well, I'll tell you that I was born in 1955, so I'm not impressed about your age, Brother Tim. I believe you should get over yourself and wake up to the fact that just because you look up the scripture in the Bible, interpret it the way that you want to fit your agenda, does not make you a genius. No, sir. Most of the time, I agree with most of what you say, but today you were way off the truth. Now, what do you have to say about my thoughts here, Brother Tim?
Well, you shall have no other gods before me. That's what I would say.
Well, you're just saying that to fit your own agenda. Don't tell me
yep.
that. We know who's here to save the country. His name is Donald J. Trump.
Yeah, well, he's God's chosen one, isn't he? I mean, he's the one who referred to himself as the King of Israel and the second coming of God, right? So,
ooh.
Yeah, by the way, just so people know, Bradley calls me up with this accent all the time. So you guys are laughing, and he'll call me up and do that. And so I got to kind of play along with that. But, yeah, it's funny. I thought we had a good conversation. Anybody can listen. I put it in the chat room. We had a good conversation with Clay and with the pastor who was there. And they said a lot of good things. They said a lot of right things. But when you come up to the end of the show, you know, we were supposed to have 55 minutes. They cut off a little bit early, and Clay, I called Clay to let him know I was doing the show, and I would just be a couple of minutes late. He says, "You want to move it to 4:30?" I said, "Okay." But they had to leave early, so I was ready to take this on with them. And when I went into it, I said, "I'm not here to bash them," but I said, "It's interesting how, you know, everybody else is Marxist, communist, this, that, and the other. When they want to give the jab, including their own governor, they mentioned him before. I guess maybe this person thinks that they were judging him, too. But when it came to pressing this on Donald Trump, it was, well, not everybody's perfect, and people make mistakes. And my point was, people make mistakes. You know, I bear down too hard with a pencil, or I choose the blue paint over the white paint, or I miss the key on my security alarm or something like that. That's a mistake. When the law is written and you swear to uphold it, or God's law has been written and you fail to uphold it, whether that's you or me or anybody else, then you are not making a mistake. You're making a transgression against the law, which is what sin is. And so that was my whole point. And I backed it up not only with scripture, the link that I threw in the chat for the various platforms we're on, that's got all of the links of every single thing I referenced in there, plus some of the things they referenced. And I demonstrated that just 2 days prior, Donald Trump has not backed off the vaccine. He's given excuses for why people aren't taking it, namely, they don't trust the election results, which has nothing to do with why people aren't taking the vaccine or the injection, sorry. So, you know, people are going to have their opinion. That's fine. Knock yourself out with that. But as far as my feelings being hurt, my feelings aren't hurt about it. I said what I believed on the show. If you can correct me with a scripture, you've got an article, section, and clause from the Constitution that says he has authority to spend billions of your dollars and put it on your children's backs, then please call in. Show where that is. Show where he had authority to use the military to deliver that stuff. Show me where he had the authority to sign on to trillions and trillions at double the amount or more of what Biden's looking for now, where all these Republicans say, oh, we need to stand up against all this spending, but they were right on board with spending double when it was the guy with their political jersey. So,
yeah.
It's not to tear him down. It certainly isn't boost ratings. I mean, you know, with the way they're censoring us, our ratings are sort of in the toilet with some of that. And you can't teach and preach the word of God without having some people being offended at that.
Tim, I'm going to pull you right back up for just a moment. Folks, talking to Tim Brown, morning show host of Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Yeah, with yours truly, Bradley Dean. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right. Independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, go to the right side of the page, and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page. Also go to Sons of Liberty Radio Live and subscribe to that page, that live feed from the sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, friends, on the right side of the page, you'll see two social media platforms, one for Tim Brown's morning show, one for my afternoon show. Also jump over on to beforeitsnews.com up on the left side of the page. You'll see us social media platforms on beforeitsnews.com. Also wanted to let you know that we're broadcasting live out of Michigan. We were Elegant, Michigan last night, did a great event there. We have another one tonight in Michigan, and this one is at 6 p.m. at the Oakland Woods Baptist Church in Clarkston, Michigan. And this will be, again, at the Oakland Woods Baptist Church starting at 6:30 tonight. Be there tomorrow. We're going to be speaking with Sheriff David Clark, Mike Dittmer, and others as well. On Sunday, we have another private event. I don't know what's with all these private events, but they're a lot of fun to do them because we get the opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So with that said, friends, we have literally, well, last night, tonight, tomorrow, we have a couple, I guess, on Sunday. So we have five events set up, and we are out here doing the stuff. Read Luke 19:10 when you get a moment. Now, listen, what I did during the first segment is I took the time to call Tim Brown. Someone sent me a message about Tim Brown's morning show today, and you can see the idolatry laced through the whole conversation, how he is trying to protect Donald Trump. And, Tim, I know that you're there, so you just go ahead and add to or take away at any given time. But what I see here, Tim, concerning this article, or I shouldn't call it an article, but this little hit piece on attempting to, pervert your meanings concerning your content on the morning show, as usual. We see this all the time, but this guy really went out on a limb today, and he took the time to write you a half a book to let you know how he basically despised your comments on the things of Donald Trump. And really what I see more than anything, Tim, is the fact that he's trying to get you to find fault with your own conduct while excusing the guilty party. What say you?
Yeah, well, I mean, I look forward to him tuning in tomorrow, because that's the way these people are. They'll be like that. And the hypocrisy in the in what he writes is, you shouldn't judge. The Bible tells us not to do that. Well, it does to a certain extent. We don't know people's hearts. We're not the ones who sit as judges in condemnation. That's the Lord Jesus' thing. But the Bible does tell us, and I mentioned this in the show today, that out of the heart, the mouth speaks. And Jesus says, where do adulteries and fornications and thefts and murders and all the strife, all these things come from? Do they not come from within you? That's James's words. And then Jesus says, it's out of the heart. Those are the things that defile the man, not what goes into him. He's talking about the food, eating with dirty hands and stuff. So this person then turns it on me and basically judges me.
Yeah, this is the problem. If the Bible doesn't teach you judgment, what does it teach you? It teaches us God's government and how we're to establish his righteousness in this earth through judgment. What's happening in this country today is a lack of judgment. If people understood their government, which is premised upon the word of God through common law, they would understand that justice guards our liberties. And it's also clear in the book of Proverbs 28, where the Bible tells us those that forsake the law praise the wicked.
That's right. It's
because they don't know the law that they praise the wicked. And then it also tells us those that keep the law contend with the such. And then it tells us that evil men understand not judgment. And taking it a step further, Jesus said in John 7:24 that we are to judge ourselves and our neighbors concerning judgment, but let that judgment be in righteousness. We're not judging anybody. I always make reference to the fact that we're giving you the judge's word.
That's what I was getting at.
Yes, exactly. You can reject the truth of the matter all you want to, but the fact of the matter is you're being exposed right now, and you're being convicted of your idolatry. You're being convicted of your sin, John 16:8. And the fact of the matter is you better pay attention to that conviction, because that's what the Lord is rotting within you. And it's a blessed state to bring you to God in repentance, Acts 20:21. And if you refuse that, you refuse it to your own condemnation.
Well, yeah, and that's what I was saying when I was talking about not the judgment. We're not the ones who sit in the final condemnation and judgment as Jesus does, but we do make judgments. There's no question about that. And that's what I was pointing out, the hypocrisy. This person was making a judgment about my content, why I was doing it. He was assuming my motives. That's where you're not supposed to judge. Assuming my motives, that's looking into my heart. And so that's where you're off base. So the word of God condemns the person writing that for their unrighteous judgment because of the fact. Here's what I see going on, Bradley. Many, not all, but many of the Trump supporters, he is an exact reflection of them. This guy started off saying, I believe the Bible and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Yep. No, he doesn't. He doesn't even know them any more than Donald Trump knows them. And that's part of the problem. I mean, that really is the problem here. He could not really reference anything that we talked about this morning. And again, I'd be happy to have those guys back on. We had a great conversation. They had to leave early. I was going to keep them to talk about that. And I can have them back on. I'm not bothered by that. And nobody was, I certainly didn't mean it in any kind of mean spirit. But the fact of the matter is these things are there. And try as people may to say, we're not defending Donald Trump. They don't put the weight of the law breaking back on their guy that they do on the guy that's on the quote unquote opposite team. He's on the, he's on the Washington General side over there. And so it's a thing of reminding people. And the reason I think that we do this is because we got enough conservative talking heads out there who can point the finger at all the Democrat bad guys, but they really have a hard time putting it on their own guy. And I think that's where you and I have been focused in on that and saying, look, you can't give one guy down the road and the other guy violate the same constitution and you kind of say, well, it was just a mistake, or we'll just pass over there. He's the better guy than the last guy, or better than Hillary. You can't do that. You've got to be consistent in it. And we try to be that as best we can and hold both people up. Or whoever. It isn't just presidents. It's governors, mayors, congressmen, senators. We've done that with all. So we've tried to hold them. They're the ones asking for the vote. They're the ones asking to represent us. Then I'm sorry, you get to be judged by the people as to whether or not you're following the law and your oath of office.
Now, what's interesting about this, Tim, these are the same people that declare to the world or their platforms that they may have or may not have that they're sick and tired of the establishment. The establishment is caught up into a political language that's created to make lies sound truthful, and they're trying to figure out why they keep getting the same results. Well, these are the same people trying to defend the people that lead them back right into the center of what they call the establishment. They haven't learned yet that the options that are given by the same powers that are tolerated. So regardless of who wins the day, they win, because the people haven't learned that both candidates are handpicked and delivered. And the same result's going to come out of same candidates that have been offered to the American people. And what's important for people to understand with what I'm saying here is there was 1,168 different presidential contenders this year and last cycle. And the only ones they heard about were who? Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And this one was who? Joe Biden and Donald Trump. What about the 1,168 others that we didn't hear a word about? And yet they keep getting caught up into the same talking points, and they parrot the same spin doctors that they say they don't believe. They hold the truth and unrighteousness, Romans 1:18, and they reap the curse. And that's exactly where they're at today.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was getting at, because, you know, the whole idea was a reawaken America tour. And, there were some great things that they say are happening. I don't know. I haven't been there. Clay said, hey, if you would like to come and invite any of these people, I mean, he's letting people come in there at no charge if they want. But he says, you know, tickets are $250 or whatever. But if you can come and you can't afford anything, or $7, you can come. But the question, or the thing that I drew it back to, was in our own history. When we had Great Awakening, like in the Second Great Awakening with Jonathan Edwards, that famous sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, which today would be twisted around to go God in the Hands of Angry Sinners. I mean, Jonathan Edwards, when you go back and look at it, he wrote down the sermon so he wouldn't emotionally stir people, so he would see the power of God in the people. And the guy who recorded what went on that night, those people were cut to the heart. They were wailing and weeping and crying out to God for mercy. They weren't just saying, Lord, here's my heart. No, they were repenting over their sin, and that's really what I was getting at.
Amen, Tim. I got a heartbreak coming up. Just wanted to have a little fun on a serious note as well, bring it to that. Tim Brown, morning show host of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Thanks for your time, Tim, and we will talk to you soon. Folks, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back after this heartbreak.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the rejection of two Republicans to be on a committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection is about not wasting time when we need to find the truth for the American people.
They have made statements and taken actions that I think would impact the integrity of the commission, of the committee, the work of the committee. With respect for the integrity of the investigation,
Bob Dole turned 98 and is battling lung cancer, but he's still outspoken about what's going on in Washington he once helped lead. Blowing out the candles on his birthday cake at a celebration hosted by his wife, former North Carolina Senator Elizabeth Dole, and joined by a dozen or so friends, he's wishing for pretty good health for a while longer. This is USA Radio News. About four dozen fully vaccinated people in New Jersey have died from COVID-19, health officials say. 49 deaths among the population have been recorded since December 2020, the New Jersey Department of Health confirmed to the Epoch Times. Some 5,300 people who had not gotten a vaccine also died with COVID-19. The 49 deaths come from a pool of 4.8 million residents who have gotten a vaccine, making the death rate slightly greater than 1 in 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The Cleveland baseball team has officially unveiled their team identity for the 2022 season and beyond, the Cleveland Guardians. They announced the name with a video narrated by Tom Hanks.
Because this is the city we love, and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of that of Michigan. We got event two tonight, July 23rd, 6 p.m., Oakland Woods Baptist Church in Clarkston, Michigan. Oakland Woods Baptist Church, Clarkston, Michigan will start at 6:30. Hope to see you, especially if you're in the area. We're spending a lot of time in the state of Wisconsin, Michigan here. And I'll tell you what, on the way over here today, was we drove 2.5 hours just to get to the next destination. And interestingly enough, I just said, we have literally saturated the state of Michigan, and I'm honored to be a part of it. So with that said, friends, we've got another event tomorrow with Sheriff David Clark, Mike Dittmer, and others. And then on Sunday, we have two more events, and then we're on our way back to Minnesota. And then we're going to be in Rapid City, South Dakota. Looks like we're coming back to Michigan, hopefully into Wisconsin again. And hopefully in the fall time, we're going to be going out west again. But we'll see as to how things transpire here. Now, again, if you want to call in at any time, you can. The number is 1-866-582-9933. I wanted to counter a couple things that we heard from the mainstream media before we get to our main topic really quick here. Isn't it interesting, friends, how we keep hearing Nancy Pelosi? Isn't it interesting how we keep hearing about Chuck Schumer and all these corrupt governors and said representatives in governments? Isn't it interesting how they just keep putting them up? The Bible's clear when it says that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Have you ever asked yourself the question why it is that your said representatives on a national basis, namely in federal government first and foremost, they have 11% approval rating? 11% approval rating, but many of these people that I just highlighted that have been busted in scandal after scandal have been in government for 30, in some cases 40 years. Can anybody say major voting fraud? Can anybody say that's where we need to nip all of this in the bud, friends? That's why you still have a Nancy Pelosi. That's why you still have a Joe Biden. That's why you still have a Kamala Harris. That's why you still have a Barack Obama and a Michael Obama. That's why you still have a Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Folks, But when are we going to wake up to what's going on here? And I'm not saying we in the sense of me, but I'm talking about we in the sense of we're in this together, friends. And then unless we take responsibility, nothing's going to change. This is what I want you to see. On the other point that I wanted to make, you heard about how four people allegedly died from COVID. Well, the fact of the matter is I just listened to an hour and a half of an interview with that of David Smith this morning, Dr. David Smith, and who shared with us very clearly that there is no pandemic. And he's proven it over and over and over again. He's an insider who's laying down his life to tell us the truth of the matter and how this is crimes against humanity on a global basis. He exposed Anthony Fauci. He exposed all of the good guys that you think are good guys in government who are giving way to this pandemic. And so we just heard a couple minutes ago during the break, the hard break again, how we have four more people that died. The officials told us that four more people died of the virus. No, they're not dying from the virus, friends. They're dying from the vaccination. That's what they call the vaccination. Did you see this right here, friends? Minnesota woman. This is brand new on Health Impact News. Minnesota woman loses both legs and both hands following second Pfizer COVID-19 shot. If you're on a social media platform from sonsoflibertymedia.com, it's right on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com and go to social media platforms, and you can see this woman in Minnesota. She's a Minnesota, Wisconsin Baptist missionary and a medical assistant in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I'm here to tell you what the mainstream media is once again withholding. This woman just lost both of her legs and both hands following her second Pfizer COVID-19 shot. So again, what begs the question is, when are the people going to begin to listen to the facts? Facts are stubborn things. And no on this show, as me and Tim just had recently had a conversation during the first and second segment, we're not going to find fault with our conduct while excusing the ignorance in this country. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Fact of the matter is, friends, what we're sharing with you on a 24/7 basis on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, regardless of the platform, are the facts. Again, we're not here giving you our opinion. We're giving you the information directly from the people. We're showing you the pictures. We're having them on the radio with us, on social media platforms with us. And yet the people still have their fingers over their eyeballs. And for my listeners that know all the well who we are and what it is that we stand for, what comes to my aid again is so many of you people out there could be transported to the sun and yet you wouldn't see it. You are a bunch of hypocrites, to say the least, because I could get almost any one of you hypocrites on the radio right now and I could ask you the question if you believe what the mainstream media says. And you hypocrites would tell me, no, you don't believe what they say. But yet throughout the day, you do nothing but parrot those useful idiots and those spin doctors that are controlled by the CIA. You parrot what they have to say, and yet you'd get on the radio and tell me you don't believe what they say, yet all day long you're parroting their conversations. That's what makes you a hypocrite. Matthew 23, verse 3. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. And what's sad about it is so many of you profess to be wise, yet you're fools. Romans 1:22. And so many people don't realize that facts, again, are stubborn things. They're tangible. You can feel them. You can see them right in front of your face as to what's going on in this country. But you keep on going on with the narrative that's set up to your own demise. Oh, by the way, the bad guys' demise, too. They just don't realize this yet. They just don't realize this yet. So we have another woman in Minnesota losing both her legs and both her hands following her second Pfizer COVID-19 shot. And yet people keep going right along with the narrative. boy, I'll tell you what, some people need to understand that this is not a glamorous job in any sense of the word to contend with ignorant people. And like Tim Brown's conversation earlier, it's interesting how many people profess to be Christians and yet they don't know the word. Those are the people that we contend with more than anybody. They have just a little learning, just a little bit. They know how to go ahead and parrot the hirelings, John 10:12, from the pulpit. They only know what he has to say to them, and they don't realize that they are in fact the greatest advocates to the destruction of this country, because little do they know they are self-appointed individuals, not God-ordained individuals. So we need to get it on as to what the facts are concerning what's taking place in this country, friends, because we are continuously combating the lies in the mainstream media. And either you're going to take a hold of the truth or you're going to let it just go. And if you just let it go, keep in mind you're going to go right along with it. Now, I got to go and hit my main topic here and the power of protest. Some time ago, probably 12 or 13 years ago, I sat there with Dr. D. James Kennedy, Coral Ridge Ministries out of Florida. You say you may not know who he is. If you've seen him, you'd know exactly who he was. He passed away probably 12, 13 years ago now. But before he passed away, he was quickly becoming my friend, and he blessed us greatly by giving us a half hour of his time. We flew in, and we wanted to film some questions that we had for him concerning our documentary. Well, when we got there, we did what we needed to do in about 15 minutes, and before you knew it, he followed us out. And as he followed us out, we walked out into the parking lot. And as we walked out into the parking lot, it's interesting to note that he kept us there for another 2.5 hours. And one of the things that Dr. G. James Kennedy shared with us, me and my friend during that particular time, he was an assistant in the ministry, he had told me that he had a national meeting, international meeting at his church, Coral Ridge in Florida. And he told me, Bradley, he goes, I had these church leaders from all over the world at my church. And he goes, and at the same time that I had that conference with all these world leaders, these church leaders, he said, we also had protests against my church. And we were being protested by the men that wanted to marry men and the women that wanted to marry women, which has never been in the history of mankind. You want to hasten the judgment of God upon your nation, or you as an individual understand the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience? Just go ahead and advocate what God clearly calls an abomination. But he said, Bradley, someone came up to me, a church leader from a different country, and said, why, Dr. Kennedy, your church is being protested. And Dr. Kennedy looked over at him and said, you mean your church isn't being protested? Now, keep in mind, protest has meaning. Protestant. Protestant. See, again, friends, the church is to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. Completely backwards from where we're at today. See, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, right? Yeah. The promises of God are again, amen, on our behalf, in our favor, concerning blessing, not the curse. Yet we're reaping the curse. Why? Because we as Americans, and I'm talking about Christian Americans in this country, have forgotten our own history. Just like this individual did when D. James Kennedy looked at him and said, you mean your church isn't being protested? Folks, you have over 300,000 pulpits that are silent today in the face of abortion. You have over 300,000 pulpits today in America that are silent in the face of what God calls an abomination. Friends, they're the greatest advocates of Muslim infiltration and so on and so forth. They don't know anything about protest. They know everything about opening the doors to the wolves to devour the sheep. I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kathy from Minnesota. I thank God for the Sons of Liberty Radio Ministry. In a time where truth is hard to come by, I am confident that I can count on Bradley Dean. Bradley is not afraid to say the things that need to be said that others are shy away from. Thank you for courageously setting a biblical example for others to follow.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. See, I want to share something else too while I got a moment in doing so. People need to understand that when you give people the answers, there is no debate. Your opinion isn't needed, okay? Truth demands a response, but when you give the truth, it will respond on its own. It doesn't need your opinion. We don't need, folks, today, what we see at large, and I can say this safely across the board concerning the conservatives, as they call themselves, they're diplomatic. Ben Franklin said that it's seduction in another guy. They're diplomatic, and they're also compromisers. They don't make reference to the law to condemn the wicked. No, they open everything up for a conversation that nobody cares about. Hey, folks, the law condemns. Period. The truth seals the answers that we're looking for. We don't need to ask for the opinions of men. But again, going back to today's conservatives and professed Christians, man, they just welcome everybody's opinion, and then in the mix, they lose the word of God, which is absolute. They compromise the truth. They gut the truth with their opinions. And it's funny how people, when they look at the show here, both morning show and afternoon show, they just say that you're so condemning. No, we're giving you the answers that you declare that you want, and this is where you're going to go to get them, from the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution. And then when we give you the answers that you don't want because you're diplomatic and you're a compromiser, oh, did I forget to tell you what a compromiser is, folks? A compromiser is where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. And nine times out of ten, they're wrong because they don't know the law. and then they wonder why their country's being destroyed, Hosea 4:6. Here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com conference, we're giving you answers, period. And we're not laying it to our interpretation. No, that's called destruction, deconstructivism. And that's not what we're doing here, okay? We're not deconstructing the Word of God to make it out what we want to make it out to be. But what we see is people that don't know the Word of God. It's exactly what they're doing, but they themselves are accusing us of what they're guilty of. I just want to make clear that we're giving you not our opinion. We're giving you the answers that you declare that you want. You want the result. And I can tell you, friends, what you need more than anything in this country is judgment. You need justice. And why do you need justice? Because you're not getting it from those that you're praising. Okay? And I'm talking about the conservatives. I'm talking about the pulpits in America today, for the most part, not all of them. I'm talking about your favorite politicians. Folks, really what it comes down to is this idolatry. You want everybody's opinion but the Word of God, which is sound. And, folks, what you see here is sound speech. Sound means without error. We're holding to the Word of God. And I also want to tell you the cross is laid on this ministry, on the both of us, both me and Tim Brown. We're not out there telling other people what they should be doing if we ourselves aren't practicing what we preach. We have no business doing that. And at least in my case, I can tell you we're not going to stand guilty as charged in that day for telling you what you're supposed to do if we ourselves are not doing it. No, we live by the fire that we preach, and that is scriptural, my friends, and it is sound. Again, this radio show is to give you the answers, not our opinions. One of the things that I wanted to do is, with the final couple minutes that I have here, is I wanted to get over to the main topic, and I've been tipping into it just a little bit, and it's the power of protest. Folks, my life over the last 23 years has been nothing but the power of protest. Standing with the good and exposing the evil, Ephesians 5:11. And I'll tell you, if anybody out there is asking themselves the question as to what am I supposed to do, what's the will of God, step outside and step into the next fight, because it's not going to be hard to find. And that's all you have to do, is stand there and be a witness and be the light of the world. Set on top of the hill, not set under the bed where most people are at today. You know, it's funny how people, we would street preach, and I remember one woman in particular, she was in the back telling the guy up in the front that was preaching on the pulpit as to what he should be doing and what he should be saying, and she was telling some guys in the back, of this little crowd that we had in Minneapolis there, this is some time ago, how God is hiding her. Really? Folks, they just create things out of their own wicked heart. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? They listen to their wicked heart. And when they listen to their wicked heart, they have the audacity to say that it's God speaking to them, to hide themselves, when the Lord said just the exact opposite. And what am I talking about? Well, if you go over to Matthew 5:16, what does it tell us, friends? Here, I'm about ready to give it to you verbatim. Matthew 5:16 says that God is glorified by our good works. Is he not? John 15:8, the same thing. And the way that God is glorified is by us letting our light shine before men. Matter of fact, Matthew 15 tells us, even so, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. We're not saved by works, but we do the works because we're saved. That's grace. Grace says, live and do this. That's real grace, Ephesians 2:8. And if we're really saved, friends, and we're really called to be the light of the world, then guess what we're called to do? We're called to stand in the face of tyranny. You know, it reminds me of Moses confronting Pharaoh in Exodus 5. Reminds me of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel 3. Reminds me of Elijah confronting Ahab, Jezebel, and the false prophets in 1 Kings 18. All reminds me of John the Baptist reproving King Herod in Luke 3:19 for all of his evils, by the way. And yet people still don't understand. I can even take that, by the way, to our forefathers if you want to hear one of their quotes, which is our history to learn from, Hebrews 13:7. Did you know that Patrick Henry said Caesar had his Brutus, Charles I had his Cromwell, and George III? Treason, cried the speaker, may profit by their example. If this be treason, make the most of it. Did our forefathers put up with it? Absolutely not. Did they protest the tyrant across the pond? Absolutely they did. And let me take the time to reiterate the point that when you read the Declaration of Independence, when I talk about the three quarters of that documentation that has been laid down, keep in mind it is what our forefathers, 56 signers, 13 colonies, less than 3% of the population, and the Black Robe Regiment stood against. That's the documentation. That's the usurpations of a corrupt king that would not be ruled by God. And that is why Thomas Jefferson and Ben Franklin and Roger Sherman and Robert Livingston came up with the very slogan of rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Were they protesting? That is the church. That is what Christians do. Christians today, as they call themselves, what is in fact the opposite of the truth, it's a lack of Christianity, not real Christianity. They have now been trained to give you a message of gloom and doom rather than that of a message of hope. And I'm here to tell you, if there's no hope in their message, it's not scripture. If it wasn't for all of the people that I highlighted just now, do remember, we would not be where we're at today. It tells us in Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. But what's the message from the hypocritical professors that call themselves Christians today, a majority of them? What do? They tell you to succumb to evil. And instead of overcoming evil with good, they say succumb to the evil and reject the good and take on the darkness. It's exactly what they're doing. And they're also coming forward, friends, instead of protesting and winning the day and proving the God of Israel, what are they doing? They're coming about and they're giving you a message of what the criminals are doing rather than what they're supposed to be doing as the law establishing justice. Judgment and justice within the gate, righteousness and peace. And it's also interesting, let me end with this. It's also interesting to note that in Ezekiel 36, the Bible clearly tells us that the Lord comes in to sanctify his people. He says he comes in to cleanse them from all their filthiness and from all their idols. And then he tells us that he's going to take away the stony heart from our flesh and give unto us a heart of flesh, with his laws written in our hearts and our minds. And then he said he gives unto us the Holy Ghost. What does the Holy Ghost, what does he do when we receive him? That we might keep his statutes and his judgments to keep and to do them. Friends, the church's job is to bring forth the answers, not to magnify the problems. So let's get busy in following the footsteps of the patriots in the work of the patriarchs in the Word of God. And the patriots that have gone before us over 244 years ago, because they were all crying the same thing, and so should we. No king but King Jesus. And until we learn that lesson, nothing's going to change. So let's change everything. Love you by what
business
we do.
Capital?
We will
want
talk
to take the
to
slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.